Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. America's love affair with cars began a century ago, and since then, the most popular mode of transportation has transformed the way we live and travel. This week, Darden takes part in a UVA-wide conference exploring the future of the car. Later, we'll hear from Darden professor Peter DeBeer, one of the conference's coordinators, and he'll have more on this event. But first, Darden professor Sarah Sarasvathy gave the talk of her life today at the TEDx Mid-Atlantic 2010 event in Washington, D.C. Sarasvathy joined a distinguished group of the world's talented thinkers and doers to answer the question, what if? TEDx events are a creation of the Technology Entertainment Design Organization and are independently planned by teams from around the world. TED is a nonprofit group devoted to ideas worth spreading. Sarasvathy is a leading scholar on the cognitive basis for high-performance entrepreneurship. You'll be able to see her talk at tedxmidatlantic.com/live. Congratulations are in order for the finalists of the 2010 Darden Concept Competition. The award encourages the development of business ventures that earn profits or improve society. The finalists include Matthew Parker and Stefan Tallman for their venture, Buy Time Incorporated, Natalie Schaefer and Jessica Mantooth for Cooking Up a Community, Hunter Murchison, Jay Sapash, Chris Hoffenreffer, and John Fryer for Glovebox, and again, Jay Sapash, this time for Gnarly Solutions. Brianne Warner for Picks by Post, John Sherman, Matthew Parker, and Daniel Burton for their venture, TalkToMe.TV, Tom Giegaud for TG, and Leslie Rice, Elizabeth Brower, and Brantley Inman for The Foodie Market. These finalists will compete during Darden's 2010 Entrepreneurship Conference happening next week. The first place winner of the Darden Concept Competition will go on to compete in the UVA Cup, a competition that decides the ultimate entrepreneurial concept champion of the year for the entire University of Virginia. After 2 days of investors and business scholars discussing their views on the macroeconomy, last week's Value Investing Conference, sponsored by Darden and the UVA McIntyre School of Commerce, left more than 600 attendees, including students, with new knowledge to consider. Steve Agarwal, a McIntyre student who will graduate in December, felt he was able to blend his academic knowledge with the real-world knowledge that came from the conference's many presenters.
There's a lag between books and theoretical knowledge. I feel that, seasoned professionals who come and speak, it allows me to gain an actual view of what's going on in the real world without being filtered through the media. So this is like straight from the mouths of the people who make it happen.
The conference brought together investors and scholars who offered a range of views on whether or not America will recover from the Great Recession and what investors can do to protect their portfolios. Despite concerns from some of the presenters, Darden student Christopher Voldman Karstens, class of 2012, is optimistic.
And all the success that the panelists have had, I mean, they really spoke to or focused on the things that they saw they could try to control or at least have some understanding of and really focus on those pieces. And then, they can't control everything else, so, not worry about it. And I think people are just cautious. They're not really sure where things are going. I think they're cautiously optimistic. I think that's the hope.
Other themes that emerged from the third annual Value Investing Conference included the future of China's economy, the housing crisis, government interventions, and gold fever. And now we turn to a conference all about cars. Darden professor Peter DeBeer joins us to talk about the Car of the Future / the Future of the Car Conference happening this Friday, November 5th, and Saturday, November 6th. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, certainly. Let's start with what led to the organization of this conference.
Well, it was actually a conversation within the Center for German Studies, which is a truly interdisciplinary unit here at the university. And so the topic of discussion was a bit about raising awareness about sustainability, a big challenge that we all face going forward. And so the idea was that we could pick an object that everybody could identify with, like a car, right? And then say, look, what's the future of that car, right? So technologically speaking, what will be happening, right? And also what is happening to the society right, within which we use that car. So in, there was a sense that also discussions about sustainability are very interdisciplinary, right? And that in a way, the university is a very good setting to address these different aspects of this future of a sustainable society. So, and that's basically how we got into this. And this quickly went beyond the Center for German Studies. The president was very supportive and encouraged us basically to bring all different parts of the university on board, which we did. I mean, this is a first probably in how many schools, if you see the entire list, right, how many schools are actually actively participating.
Yes.
Right?
So, and what are some of the sites and what are some of the discussions that participants are getting to experience?
Yeah, I mean, so you could say that there's a few facets to the whole 2 days in a way, right? So on the one hand, there's a visible thing that will anchor the symposium, right? So which will be on-site exhibits. So there'll be a few cars, right? So including on Saturday, we'll have the Chevy Volt, right? So there'll be on Friday a hybrid and a diesel, right? And there's also then as contrast an older Model T, right? So and we'll
very
also
exciting.
Have electric bikes, right? So and then mm-hmm. also a student project where a regular car is turned into an electric car. So this is one aspect, the on-site exhibits.
Yes.
Next to this, there are a whole set of talks, right? So it's a symposium. It should be emphasized that's really open to everybody, right? So it's really, this is family weekend on ground, so it's really meant to be open to everybody.
Well, if you could share with us one the Saturday's featured speaker, Jeremy Rifkin. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I mean, so Jeremy Rifkin is certainly very well known, but I should say there are others that actually
yes.
also worthwhile coming to. So he's a very prolific author, right, who has written about the hydrogen economy, right? So he's also written about the European dream, so challenging a little bit the American dream, indicating that there's a different type of society possible than the one we're living in, right? And so his last book is The Empathic Civilization, mm-hmm. right? So and he is a little bit of a futurologist, right? So he looks into the future and looks at big trends, right? Sees especially the challenge that we face in our energy consumption that is really not sustainable. So Bruni yeah. Bird is the one speaker on Friday, right, so who's actually an engineer, right, and also an author of a new book, Reinventing the Automobile.
And the conference also will take us back a little ways and discuss America's love affair with the automobile and how that's transformed American society.
Oh, yes, I mean, definitely, that is something that definitely Jeremy Rifkin will speak about. Mm-hmm. But also, and you probably noticed also that on Saturday in the afternoon, right, we have Debbie Gordon and Dan Sperling, who have
yes.
written this book, 2 Billion Cars, which
yes.
is really a very a multifaceted book that addresses very different aspects of the issue of the love for the car.
And so it certainly sounds as if audience members or potential audience members can, you know, really pick up some really great insights from the experts and even ways that they themselves can be participants in helping the country move towards a more sustainable way
that, that is the hope, and that's why also in all sessions we have question and answer. So we do
yes.
hope that our students and their families or the community at large will actually participate. Obviously, there are different ways in which we can go forward, right? If you ask an architect, and you've probably seen that the last part of the symposium, right, is the documentary by Tim Beatley that we showed, Nature of Cities,
right, yes.
right? So if you ask architects and city planners, right, so they have a very different take on the car. So they basically try to actually design a city in such a way that the car is a bit at its margins. Right, so and we'll actually have Tim Beatley then discuss with the city planner of Freiburg, which is a leading city in terms of sustainability, about how he in practice, right, in Freiburg in Germany has dealt with the car as a city planner.
I see.
Right. So there are many different.
You hear a little
aspects.
Bit about that. There are some areas or some cities and states around the country that have experimented with urban villages. So neighborhood designs that really reduce the need for constant use of a vehicle. Everything is compact and within walking distance, right from where one lives.
Exactly, that's it. I mean, this is a little bit the discussion about urban sprawl versus a compact city, right? And also the health implications that this may have.
Yes.
Right? So, therefore, it's also telling, I think, that in this multidisciplinary setting that the School of Nursing is actually also participating, right? So, and I'm waiting to hear what exactly, what point exactly will be made, but my sense will be that, yes, indeed, there are health implications to the way we live, and this is also defined to a large extent also by our use of the car.
Right, absolutely. Well, Professor DeBeer, thank you so much for sharing this information, and there's certainly more to look forward to, so we hope that large crowds can really have the opportunity to hear from the lineup of speakers who will be present at the conference for the Car of the Future.
Thank you very much.
Darden Professor Peter DeBeer, conference coordinator for the Car of the Future. Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make every day a great one.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.